לאיזה הלכה אין שולחן ערוך אין סימן קוף יודלד and it is הלכה בית אסור להזכיר הגשם עד שיזכיר שליח סיבור ומתורגמת the laws of announcing משיב הרוח אומר את הגשם which we make the change over on Shemini Atzeret and the Hazan makes the change over in Musaf So it's forbidden for the Sibur or the individual to mention Geshem in his Amidah until it's announced in the Sibur. Hilkach, afimu chole o anus. Let's say he's praying at home. He was sick, he couldn't come to Bet Knesset. Lo yakdim tefilato letefilat haSibur. He shouldn't pray before he knows the Sibur is praying. Lefi shasul leskir ad shemar shviach Sibur. אבל אם יודע שהכריז שליח סיבור, but if he knows the time, he knows the azan for sure, the shul prayed musaf, אף פי שהוא לא שמע, but he didn't hear it, מזכיר, he could start. ומטעם זה, אבל לבית הכנסת והסיבור התחילו להתפלל, he came to בית כנסת and he started praying musaf, יתפלל ויזכיר, אף פי שלא שמע משליח סיבור, even though he didn't hear it, let's say from the שליח סיבור, it's okay. That's מרן and שולחן ערוך. So he says over here on the bottom, Achem David has a couple of halakhot over here. He says, Mi shegar b'mkom she'en sham minyan. There's no minyan. He lives in some village, there's no minyan. So what time can he pray Musaf with Mashiv Merom Medageshen? Normally you have to wait for the Shaliach Sibur. There's no Shaliach Sibur where he is. Yamteen ביום שמני עצרם בפרם מוסף עד זמן שמתפלים מוסף בקהילות ישראל you wait until the normal קהילות pray which is when ואנו עד סמוק לסוף שש שעות בתחילת היום by the sixth hour or the end of the sixth hour שבוודאי לא יתחרו אסור יותר מכך they're not going to pray later than that ומקום שיש שם סיבור המתפלים שערית עם הנץ החמה let's say there's a nets minyan in that place יש להסתפק עם מועילה הכרזת של סיבור במניין זה למתפלים במניין שני could you rely on the next minyan for somebody that's praying in the second minyan לאחר מכם רוצים להקדים להתפלל מוסף קודם שהכריז השליח סיבור which means you have a guy in the second minyan he wants to pray מוסף early he wants to pray מוסף quickly but they didn't announce it in his minyan but the next minyan already announced it so that already Chaim David is מסופק אבל יחיד המתפלל בביתו רשאי להתפלל מוסף כל שכבר הכריז השלמות בכנסת במניין הנץ החמה אף הפי שהוא עצמו אינו רגיל להתפלל במניין הנץ so that's a person in Brooklyn let's say there's always a nets minyan in Brooklyn in our community or for that matter in Deal they have a nets minyan every day so a person gets up on Shemini Atzeret and he doesn't go to the Bet Knesset And now it's 8 o'clock in the morning. The Nets Minyan already announced Mashiv Arom Degeshen. He doesn't pray Nets. It doesn't matter. As long as the Nets Hama Minyan announced it, which is the earliest Minyan, he's okay to say Mashiv Aruah. Let's say he came late. He prayed Shacharit late. And what happened? He came to Bet Knesset, and he hears them saying Mashiv Aruah and Musaf already. So is he allowed to say Mashiv Aruah now in his Shacharit? ושמע את השליח סיבור כשהוא מכניס על הכנזה משיב על גשם אף הפי כנוי יסכים בתפילת שחרית which means he should say regular מוריד הטל so again הלכה למעשה הלכה is we don't say משיב ברור until the סיבור says it and the חידוש is that there's no place that says it where he's living he has to wait until the end of the sixth hour otherwise if there's a netz minyan in his place he already can start praying מוסף ביחיד early and say the Mashiv Aruah but he could never say Mashiv Aruah during Shacharit even if he heard the Hazan say it and when we say he heard the Hazan you don't have to actually hear the Hazan so long as it was done even though he didn't actually hear it